Thanks for joining us. I'm speaking with Blair Hannon from CommSec Advisory. Blair, a lot's going on at the moment in terms of the different signals that are having an impact on the market, but an approach that's being taken by government at the moment in terms of profitable organisation is not necessarily encouraging for investors.
No, well publicised the levy in regards to the budget. We've had a recent sort of idea floated that the Western Australian government, who are obviously struggling in the face of what is not a resources boom so much anymore, of sort of bringing forward their iron ore royalties for BHP and Rio specifically, you know, and that may raise a huge amount of capital. So yes, you're right, Tom, there is a sort of bit of more government influence on some of these major companies, which I think if you're an overseas investor, I would look at that and go, well, if the government's sort of playing this part in what is potentially the profitability of these businesses, is it worthwhile me being there?
Okay, now let's talk about the atmospherics around the financials, because they seem to be having a terrible time getting any traction at the moment. What's likely to be a catalyst to arrest some of that downward momentum?
Look, it's difficult to say. Sometimes it's, you never find out. The bank yields, we all know, is a key part for what retail investors look at. When we start talking about, grossed up yields in the 9% mark, it becomes very attractive when you can only get...
In a zero interest rate environment.
Exactly right. So, that sort of leads some people to look to invest more. But that's the point. We're investing more. A lot of retail clients are likely overexposed to the banks, are heavily weighted to them already. Sometimes they find it difficult to then put more money in those sort of already overweight investments. So that's going to be hard. And we don't really have too much reporting from the banks until Commonwealth Bank in the next reporting season in August. So there's a little bit of time between now and then, until there's a real catalyst in place.
Okay. Now let's talk about retail sales, because increasingly, there is a lot of concern around property prices in the indebted nature of households, notwithstanding what's happening on the asset side of the ledger, but households are reluctant to spend at the moment.
Look, it definitely feels like, and you're seeing in some of the issues that we're having in sort of the mid-tier retailers, going into liquidation. We saw, and we talked about last week with Surf Stitch, that there is reluctance to spend on the consumer's part. And talking about catalysts in regards to the banks, I don't know what necessarily the catalyst is going to be for people to go out and start spending. We're at interest rates at a very low points right here. So what's going to be that sort of trigger to go, okay, we need to go start spending in that discretionary area? So that may continue to sort of be an issue for these retailers, and we'll likely see some of that coming through in the retail sales number, I'd say.
So even if you get a cracking number, it would take a series of these for the investor mindset to shift a little bit in terms of discretionary spending.
Oh, look, I think so. Look at Myer, for example, as just one example. And we're talking about 52-week lows on the share price. I think you're right. This is just one data point. I think these companies coming out and sort of reinforcing the fact that people are spending money in their stores is going to really what they're going to need before the share price sort of starts moving in a different direction.
Blair, great to talk to you today. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Tom.